I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ah, the end of November, and you know what that means. It's Footy Prime's time to celebrate American Thanksgiving, and this year they can be thankful for being second in CONCACAF only to Canada. That's right, so let's celebrate with a 26-pound bird, a little bit of James Sharman, perhaps some Danny Diccio, some lovely cranberry sauce, some stuffing, some Craig Forrest, butternut squash, some Brendan Dunlop, and of course, dessert Dan Wong. Let's get this Thanksgiving party started. Canada's number one. Be thankful for that. Bitches!
Dessert Dan Wong. All right, around the table here, boys. What dessert is Dan Wong? What dessert would Dan Wong present himself at a U.S. Thanksgiving?
Let's not get racist, though.
You're like a pecan pie guy.
No, butter pudding.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
What is butter pudding? I'm assuming it involves butter.
How about bread pudding?
Bread pudding's good, but that's less of a sweet, though. It's more of a savory with the turkey, isn't it?
It's also not an American thing.
He's some soft, isn't he?
He's soft
texture.
Soft. Is he slurring?
I think he's more of a spotted dick.
Yes! Spotted dick! Yes!
I'm laughing because I don't know why
it's
funny.
You
don't know what it is?
Yes, because the spotted dick
is other than the one the doctor told you about.
Popular.
It's that bar by Sportsnet.
In Canada.
It's a pub by Sportsnet.
There was a spotted dick.
It's gone now. There's a condo there.
Well, there you go.
Bitch, what is a spotted dick?
So spotted dick is like a sponge.
Cake?
Kind of a... Yeah, it's a cake, sorry.
Like a
sponge cake in a very kind of like a bowl shape with raisins and stuff in it.
Yeah, and the raisins is the spot.
They ruin the whole bloody thing.
And I hate fucking raisins.
It's a horrible thing.
Yeah, me too.
But I've had things like that on my penis, so it all makes sense.
Yeah, raisins, there you go.
My spotted dick.
You have a raisin penis?
But they're little. They're tiny, like little...
Micro raisins.
Well, among as they are, anyway.
Every time
they can't be large, can they? Let's be honest.
Every time Wonger's not on the show, we always say, wow, we got through this show without talking about dicks. And we're 2 minutes into the show, and all of us have been talking about dicks.
Come on. My
first
topic.
My bad.
It was the bald guy who looks like a dick.
That's right.
His fucking head looks like a penis.
It is a dessert.
Danny Diccio's head looks like a penis.
Welcome to Footy Prime Podcast. We actually have our first live studio show. Right? We've got a live audience today in the tent.
Yeah.
Christian Mazzotti here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
We got one.
Welcome to our professional podcast.
It's a full house, cello, unfortunately, but thanks for coming.
We hope it sounds good. Wonga left a cable at his other studio, therefore we're experimenting with other mics today, so we apologize if you can't hear us, or if we're too loud.
It looks okay, but it probably sounds not so good.
That's all right. Busy show. Fantastic. Champions League, Manchester United. What are you laughing at?
He whispers to me, should we test it before we go on? That's what we've been doing for 30 minutes, looking at those waves.
Well, I know, but they're going like it looks as though they're having a heart attack over there.
You know, see, Craig shouldn't be looking at the computer screen. He has no idea what he's looking at.
No. Well, he thinks it's Missile Command from 1982 Atari.
That's your heart rate, Craig.
That's the battery.
Well, that's what I was worried about,
Craig.
If it goes flat, let me know.
Wonger's an engineer, a sound engineer. He'll fix it.
I'm so not.
It was a nice hearing JC talk about Canada being number one in CONCACAF, and Canada's doing very well. In fact, this week, fellas, GQ, the magazine, which once upon a time was relevant. I'm not sure if it still is. B, is it? You should know this.
Sure. I love that you asked the most fashionable guy in the group.
You're the barista of the group, so.
Absolutely. I think it's lost some weight, as most magazines. But
unlike yourself.
Right, yeah.
I bet it's an online
Welcome
thing.
Welcome to the new tech.
Online, eh?
Holy shit.
Wait, is he implying they put on weight in the pandemic?
No, actually, you're looking pretty good in your Sam Adekubi t-shirt.
Yeah, it's one of those, that 8-bit image. I'll tweet it on the podcast. Yeah, really good. It's pretty good. Someone on Redbubble is profiting off of that Sam Adekubi jump.
So that should be on GQ. My point being, though, that this week...
If it was actually a good t-shirt, I'd buy it.
Go right ahead.
Sorry. It's been a long time since we've all been together. We're learning how to be
the first full tent
professionals again. We have a studio audience today.
We're so nervous in the studio audience.
Right.
Who made it?
Redbubble.
I thought you were just making that up.
No, it's a website. There's a lot of art on there.
Oh, yeah?
So someone did this 8-bit image, and then they sold it on Redbubble.
Wow, you should try again. No one has an idea what we're talking about right now.
They should really try again.
What's amazing is Craig's the only one not drinking in this.
Smoking a lot, though. As I was saying, so GQ have this weekly thing, apparently, where they have 18 fashion trends or something that you should really go out and buy. And they're often very expensive, poncy fashion pants and things that you wear.
Leather shirts.
Yeah, that rubber shirts.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Arseless
chaps. Yeah. We don't judge. But this week, the black Canadian shirt made the list, which is pretty cool.
Almost
is branching over to mainstream fashion now.
London mainstream fashion, which is a bigger deal. This isn't like the
London,
Halifax.
Ontario? What do you mean by block? London? Is it GQ? Was it GQ Europe or GQ's out of...
Yeah, but London being the fashion center.
Oh.
Yeah, GQ is out of New York.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe. Did I just make it English?
You just made it from London, and I thought GQ was out of New York City.
GQ UK has its own thing, though.
Yeah.
And so if you're.
Totally different than the US one.
Right. And if you're a cover.
It's more fashionable.
I think it is, yeah. No, I think it is more fashionable. But also.
Vogue as well, right? They have their own Vogue.
They have their own Vogue. Yeah. But there's a lot of weight with having been on the cover of GQ, like UK. I know this because Aladdin, the actor who plays Aladdin, Mina Massoud, he was on the cover of GQ UK, but not in the States.
I almost made it.
He's Canadian.
Vegan show with Mina Massoud.
Oh.
Yeah, met him a couple.
How have we never spoken about this?
Vegan show.
A vegan show.
Point of that.
I would love to have listened
to vegan.
That.
He's a vegan.
I don't know. I liked it. I wanted to work with him.
Oh. Wow.
Dan Small was world. Voted.
He went and pitched it in the States and got
Dan
nowhere,
was voted.
So.
Is he cut cost now?
86 in the world most sexiest Don't man in 19.
Oh, me?
Yeah, who was the year, most the year, man? What's his name? Remember we were at his cabin.
Oh, Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin.
Yes. From L.A. Law.
Above his toilet. Should I even be saying this?
I don't care.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You know who Harry Hamlin is?
No.
From Law and Order?
Okay, Lisa Rinna from Real Housewives of Hollywood.
Liver lips.
Yeah.
Doesn't help me.
Okay.
Still. You still don't know?
No.
Okay.
They're
anyway,
both American movie stars.
World Sexiest Man, People Magazine. What year was it?
88, I think it was.
Yeah, something like that.
L.A. Law.
Harry Hamlin.
Yeah, so when you're...
Or L.A. Law.
Yeah, and, so
but he has it over his toilet.
When you're having a leak, you're looking at this front cover of himself.
Like a picture frame.
In his own house.
Where else do you hang it?
Nowhere.
No, you hang that. You're about sex
over your bed.
Like, you hang it.
Over your bed.
So he was an actor?
Yes.
Harry Hamlin.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Let me Google him here.
He sounds like familiar. It would have been like the MLS Best 11
in 96. He's recently been in something quite popular as well, I think.
What do you think his nickname would have been?
Harry
Hamlin.
Yeah. Hammy.
The
hammer?
H. Double H.
Hammy.
But the interesting thing about this particular thing was we thought that he bought the cottage and, you know, whatever. No. It was back generations in his family. And he comes from obviously wealth because his
Harold Hampton, the
great
first.
Great grandfather.
I don't know who that is.
That's Harry Hamlin.
Great grandfather broke the water speed record
on Lake Muskoka or something like that, right?
No, he Lake didn't. Joseph. No, they actually went down to Lake Ontario in between. What's that strip by?
He knows that stuff. Christian Mazzotti does.
Troy River?
No, we're not talking about running drugs here. We're talking about water speed record. No, right by Prince Edward County. There's a gap of water in between there. It's really quiet.
Oh.
The Picton Gap?
No.
Sandbanks out there.
Who knows? Anyway.
Yeah.
Because he had to do a mile. It was an average speed over a mile.
So that was from GQ. I was just trying to figure out how we got to Harry Hamlin.
Yeah.
Because on the
that's a tough 6 degrees of separation.
It used to be Lake Windermere was renowned for the water speed record. And a guy died there racing Bluebird, I think it was called, this rocket boat. And Lake Windermere is a beautiful part of England, Lake District. And it's just like a mirror, this lake. And it's renowned for getting as quick as possible. And this, I think it's called Bluebird. And it crashed and he died in like the 60s. Great movie about it, actually. Mm. I'm kind of hoping the mics aren't working today.
He was trying to beat Hamlin's record.
Maybe. No, there must be.
It was like 86 miles per hour.
So Hamlin was trying to beat his record.
We're not on Zoom, and I feel like Craig is on a delay.
No. Yeah, I'm really hoping these mics aren't working for some reason.
No, they're working. It looks like a heart attack.
Yeah? Okay. Anyway, listen. Busy week in football. And GQ and
Yes, and the Canada jersey.
Canada
nobody,
jersey
nobody can get a hold of.
No, yeah, you can't buy them apparently online.
But to be fair, I think that's it's just an issue with anything these days.
COVID. It's a fucking excuse for everything. COVID.
Hey, you know what? It has nothing to do with it. It's just capitalism when you're going cheaper, 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 and you're having everything made in China. Well, fuck, when they can't deliver it on time and they have no, you know what I mean? Well, then they're stuck with it.
Big issues in the pie business right now. Pie pans.
Can't get the pie pans.
The small ones.
Microchips, pie pans, and used cars. No
way. It's crazy right now. Aluminium.
And where are the pie pans coming from?
I don't ask those questions, Craig. They're really, really cheap.
It's Ukraine.
It's not from Kenora, put it that way.
Right.
Yeah, so
they're made out of asbestos.
And then they sit in Vancouver.
Charmin's pies. How to get methicillinemia.
Flippers.
But then they said, okay, so if they're coming from out of country and they're arriving in Vancouver, say, they're sitting there for another
eight
days.
No, it's been a big issue, and we're panicking right now a little bit.
At least you got truck drivers. In England, they haven't got fucking truck drivers.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, because they all got checked out.
That's why the gas, has been a shortage of gas.
Shortage here,
gas is there, but it can't be delivered to the petrol stations, gas stations.
They've run out of lorry drivers.
Yeah, because of Brexit, because a lot of the European drivers are not being allowed to come across back and forth. So,
and everybody's shocked. They're like, oh my God, it's like,
we voted for Brexit. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You mean,
where's our booze?
Now I got to apply for a visa going on holiday. What's that about?
What about vegetables?
Well,
I would think that it must, all the vegetables are grown down in, Sardinia and all that. Like, getting, all of a sudden, you're not part of the European Union. You are probably paying more on.
Yeah, but most people that voted for Brexit don't eat vegetables.
Right. Good point. So you're all invited over to my house to fit in.
As long as they get their beans. As long as they get their beans.
Yeah, their beans, their toast.
Bacon. Okay, where are the pigs coming from?
So that's a legume. That's a legume,
exactly.
So it's a legume and wheat.
You know that Seinfeld icebreaker? Like, how about those Mets? That's you. Like, what about vegetables? What?
Okay. Hey, he just talked about a cottage in the summer 6 months ago. I think I could throw in some vegetables. Well, go ahead, Charles.
So you're talking about Europe.
Champions League.
Oh, yeah. Stop. Are we going to Benzema or what?
Benzema.
Baresma. Baresma.
Yeah, we'll get to Baresma later in today's show. Let's do it now. What the hell?
Do it.
Yeah, you've been a good team.
Since we're on the kind of European.
Okay. Because he's a European.
Well. Just all the shit that's going on.
Speaking of Brexit,
it's just a gong show.
Well, Karim Benzema was found guilty of essentially trying to blackmail Mathieu Valbuena. Obviously, Benzema missed 5 years of his international career. He got back for Euro, did really well. It's been great this year. He's been given a 1 year suspended sentence, about a €70,000 fine, I believe it is. Now it's all been put to bed and it's behind him. He's actually appealing, isn't he? Should we forgive him? Do you think Mathieu Valbuena forgives him now?
I don't think Mathieu Valbuena watched the Euros. How about that?
I don't think
Mathieu Valbuena liked the. Did he work the French games? Is that what you said?
No, I don't think he didn't. Oh. Didn't watch the French games.
I don't think that. I bet you there's a few. Pardon me. A few people that probably didn't like the idea that Benzema was allowed back in the team.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's one thing if you do that to another person, you do that to a teammate. I feel like that breaks all the code, right?
Can we put some context to this for Dan?
Because please,
What happened?
Go ahead. We did it for Wonger a couple weeks
ago. I kind of remember it. I'll give you the story.
Yes. Yeah. You tell us the story as you remember.
There are these two guys that play for South America. Team South America. No, I'm kidding. Two guys on the French team.
La Buena and...
And
Benzema.
I said Burisma, which was not right. One guy was involved, Benzema, with extorting the other guy. What's his name? Sorry?
Valbuena.
Matthew Valbuena.
The littlest man alive.
Valbuena. He extorting him about a sex video that was stolen off his phone, which was the other crazy thing. This guy goes, hey, can you just save the memory and put it on my new phone? And the guy who did that saw a sex video, and then that was the way in. So there was all these... So that's the story, and Benzema blackmailed, was part of the blackmail.
Yeah, I think Benzema was the middleman, right?
Yes.
And his mate, who just got out of jail, who he'd known since he was a kid, was kind of the main perpetrator, who I think is doing some jail time now again because of it. Basically, he's a hanger-on, right? And all these footballers from parts of the world have these hangers-on. Did you guys have hangers-on? Deech. When you made it big, you got the Premier League. Did you have guys in your past like knocking on your door, calling you, hey, Deech, remember me?
No. I made sure that I had a really tight circle of friends that I grew up with.
What are their names? Spike.
My boys.
Spider.
Jimmy
Fonzie. Richie.
I got one called Saxy.
Yeah.
Flinty.
That's right. Saxy. Flinty.
George.
George, of course, he's a fat
George,
one.
George, yeah.
He's tall.
George Whitebellies.
Yeah, but I had a good crew. Charlie, I had a good crew of like even guys that were a little bit older than me that looked after me when we were in trouble, and they would get me out of certain hot spots when stuff was going down. So that was very much needed, especially in my younger days. But I did have guys that I went to school with that went to prison, that sent me letters from prison asking for money, asking for loans to get them out, even when they're doing 25-year stretches. And they were in for bank robberies or armed robbery, they were asking for loans. So thankfully they weren't out on the streets and asking for money, and I wasn't around them because they was probably in my primary school days there.
Did you reply to those letters?
No. So they're probably looking for me. That's why I moved across here.
That's what it is, yeah.
Where's Dick?
You know, it all comes together. It's all coming together.
Did you watch the TV show version of Snatch? No. They made it with the ginger guy from Harry Potter. He's in it.
Oh,
they made a TV show
version.
Not
Gryffindor, the other one. I know who you're talking about.
Oh,
the ginger.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's friend.
He
had a bunch of brothers.
Redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the musician guy. What's he called?
Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. He looks like
and
him.
He was Snatch. He was
so he's
guys.
No, he wasn't the main guy. He was the secondary character. He was the best supporting actor in Snatch. Anyway, what you just described is essentially how they made the idea of Snatch the movie into a TV show. It's exactly that. Clearly, no one's watched it, so I guess it's not a big hit.
No, but thanks for that,
Craig. Did you have hangers on like when you moved?
Well,
when you moved to England, because you obviously didn't grow up there. But
yeah,
the Vancouver Mafia, did they get in touch?
No, so Matt, when you go
Ipswich.
To England and you're a new guy and
you know,
his new friends,
you're, you know,
are there gangs in
Ipswich? Or I think every team has, there's bad people lingering with players in history.
And they're called agents.
I mean, look at Jason Dizel, yeah. Ipswich, right? Went away at Spurs and whatever, played for England, I think. I mean, his background, his brother was big, huge. Guy, black guy with red hair, stood out like a red, you know, like sore thumb. And there was a riot on the field at Ipswich against QPR fans. And we were watching this in the stand. I was in the youth team at the time. Actually, a friend came over from Canada and said, is there any trouble in these games? I go, no, it's all right. And then he's standing up going, what the? And there's Jason Dizel's brother on the field. just tagging guys. Just 6'7". Pow. So you got banned for a while.
Were the firms, like, were they active within the players back in the 80s? I mean, you kind of knew who the top boys were.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Titus Bramble's father was, you know, he was known in the area to, you know, he didn't want to mess with them.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, back in those days, you would see the fans. You'd be in the pub. You might see the fans, right? Back in, when you first started out in, you know, until the late 80s.
Yeah.
When it was still a bit of a factor. Football hooliganism, right? The firms within those clubs were very much...
Sorry, you refer to them as the firms. Is the firms the
hooligan gangs.
The hooligan gangs within the clubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And are they accepted by...
No, it's a fan club, right?
Yes.
So it's like what you would call the supporters club, like in the South End.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but okay, so in Italy, for example, though, they are almost part of the club. Because there used to be a lot more.
Sometimes, right? Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but they have a lot of power.
Tons
you
of
know,
power.
The ultras have a lot of power. Maybe less so now, but certainly, you know, 20 years ago, they had a lot of influence.
Political power, too, right? That's, yeah. I mean, going back to the wars, they knew what clubs to go for, like, for, you know.
They're also in club meetings now in Italy. Which is really surprising.
Well, so, like they go to team meetings?
They are invited in. So the head of the ultras of certain clubs will be in meetings with directors, with head coaches and stuff like that, which is bizarre to me.
But that's what English clubs want now as well, right? It's not so much the ultras, but it's the fan representation on the boards.
Yes.
Coming out of the whole Super League fiasco last year.
Like West Ham's was the ICF, Inner City Firm.
In the city trains.
And they were
naughty.
But the,
to say the least. Yeah.
The reason that this is so important, right, is that you look at in Italy with the San Siro that never fills out, the ultras are always there. It's a guaranteed season ticket. That's why the clubs have to value and support these supporters clubs and allow them into the mix, because they can't afford to lose out on that. Am I wrong?
But at the same time, because they go there and they're kind of violent and they bring a different degree of
atmosphere,
it scares families away. Am I right or wrong?
It's certain clubs.
Certain clubs.
Yeah. Especially when you've had a lot of trouble, like one of my old clubs, Mill, have a terrible name, but they've tried to change certain factors within the stadium and having family parts of the... Yeah. But the family parts are just as bad as...
Yeah. Right. You got little 60-year-olds going to give you the wanker sign. And
right.
Oh, yeah, that's special. That's a real special experience.
Great story. Deitch got me tickets to go see Millwall and Birmingham City at the Den. And you know how I would describe the Den? I don't know if you've had the experience here. But anyone in Canada that's been to, like, an old junior hockey rink, like Windsor had one, the Spitfires, the old barn, like 100-year-old barn. That's what the Den felt like.
It's in a horrible part of London.
Different than a lot of other grounds I've been to.
You went to the Den?
I went to the Den, The new Den.
Oh, the new one. Yeah. Oh, that's not...
So 18 minutes in.
That's nothing.
Millwall are up 3-0.
The old one.
18 minutes in, they go up 3-0, right? The crowd is just absolutely buzzing. And Marlon King was on Birmingham at the time. And he'd been done somewhat recently for abusing a woman, I think.
Yeah.
So every time he touched the ball, the fans were on him. She said no, Marlon. She said no. Constant, right? It was every time he touched the ball.
Good for them, eh? They're showing some good morals.
Yeah. So
standing up for the women's rights.
Right.
Second half starts. He gets one quick.
Good for a change.
60th minute, he gets a second
one. I remember this game.
At this point, it sounds like they're going to be relegated. Okay? They're still winning 3-2. Fans are losing it. And I'm in a mixed section near the halfway line. There's I won't say there's families around, but there was definitely, in front of me, there was a man with his child. And at 3-2, this man could not swear. And the child repeatedly was like, Daddy, Mommy says you can't say that word. Oh, no, don't tell Mommy. Repeatedly, right?
Oh, I can imagine.
Marlon King scores the third goal. He scored a hat trick in this game, okay? And he loved it, too. He went to the center circle and, like, put his hand on his ear, and the whole crowd was going crazy. The kid gets up and starts giving it to dad. Marlon King, you fucking cat! It was great. I learned new swear words in the English language at the new day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a freaking experience, isn't it? Oh, my God.
How safe did you feel in the games when you had
that kind of hostility thrown at you? Did you feel like, yeah, you could give them a little bit, you know, a little bit of attitude?
Well, not at the old den, because you had to go through this little gauntlet.
Yeah, but it was caged off.
It was caged off. Was
caged off.
But all liquids came through it.
Cup full of pee.
Spit.
Yeah.
Spit, right? Honestly, it was like the Walking Dead. Just all over these, like, right. You know.
It's like fucking Attack of the Toothless Zombie.
Yeah, but the tunnel, like, the other side's only there, like, AD's just tight as hell. The corridors in the back were really tight because the area, they get robbed and, you know what I mean, so make it harder to get.
Well, I would think that the array of dental hygiene would change everywhere you are in UK.
Yeah, well,
you're like, oh, look at where I am now. Three-tooth Tony and his kid.
Yeah, north and south of Watford.
Drinks Kool-Aid every day.
Well, it just goes bad, worst, terrible.
Yeah, you're like, dude, just you walk around with, like, Colgate and give it out.
It's amazing. It's just luck of the draw if you're just wherever your teeth end up.
When you go to Cuba or some places, you know, they say, oh, yeah, bring them blue jeans and bring them all these things. You go to England, bring them toothpaste.
Yeah.
No, it's not true. My teeth.
It's the Crest.
It's not true. Crest was nothing. There's nothing wrong with your teeth.
Thank you very much.
Is that just luck of the draw, though?
Oh, no, it's fluke. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's been here for 25 years.
Yeah. I think he had two. I mean, teeth.
Yeah, but he.
You know what? If they were white, they'd even be better.
These are not my teeth.
Was it the last show we were talking about?
Are those not your teeth?
Yeah. Some of them are.
Some? Can you pull them out?
No.
You lost some teeth playing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're screwed in, like the old crown thing?
Elbows or heads?
Yeah, what goalkeepers knocked them out of your head?
No, a couple of them got knocked out by a kick.
Did you play on?
I was knocked out, but.
For sure.
Come off, had stitches, and then thrown back on.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
You're okay. Nice. You're okay, Deitch, right? Stupid.
Yeah, there's been no long-term effects, luckily, so.
Oh, yeah.
Except his head looks like a penis.
What's your name again?
That has nothing to do with that.
Who said that? Who's calling my...
That's just like
it's Wagger.
Like of the draw.
Wagger over here.
That's you? Oh, yeah. I can see you now.
You're in the tent, Dan.
Okay.
Benzema, thank you.
Benzema comes back to the French team. How do you... Okay. Think of one of your... Canadian teammates or one of your West Ham teammates?
Not good. Not
QPR
good.
QPR teammates.
Not good.
It depends how like friendly you were with Valbuena or you were buddies that you grew up in a national team setup with Benzema. I still, even if I grew up with a guy and he did that to a teammate, even if I wasn't friendly with a teammate, it's not right.
And everyone's got a sex tape, I'm assuming, at that point in your career as well. Somewhere lurking, right? So you're nervous, too.
Yeah. Everyone's afraid of that.
You want to welcome back Ben. Hey, Kareem, come over here, mate.
Yeah.
You buy your pint. Buy your dinner. Hey, we're mates, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Great. You haven't seen that.
How about, well,
it doesn't paint me in glory, let me tell you.
Remember when Rio and...
spotted dick.
What was that thing?
It was like there was raisins on his penis.
I hope this is recording. I'm looking at this sound wave and I am afraid. I hope this is recording.
It's recording. Look, it's green, yellow, a little bit of red there.
It's something. A lot
that's
of green.
Battery line.
Oh,
yeah.
That is?
Yeah.
No, that's... when I'm DJing, that's the sound bite there.
Yes. You know your shit.
Come on, these mugs.
You know your shit, DJ.
You call me a Muppet?
Mugs. DJ?
Huh?
Yeah, laptops from you, DJ?
Now we do.
But you're a DJ.
I do. At home, I do.
When are you going to DJ for us?
Never.
Christmas show. JC and I are going to do a quiz. We're going to try and get two other guests in. It's going to be those two guests, Ditch and Forrest, against the two old broadcasters.
Mm.
So we're going to have a word quiz.
Invite Valbuena and Benzema.
Yeah, we'll get them over. We'll fly them over. No, we're going to ask Craig to reach out to a couple of the people that he knows.
Should get Jerry on the show, actually. He's been saying that for 2 years now. It hasn't happened yet. So.
He's golfing in Florida every weekend, probably. Isn't he?
No, he's in...
he's in Palm Springs. He's
Palm Springs, California.
Yeah.
We'll have more guests on soon.
Yeah.
We've had some great interviews recently.
Yeah, we have.
And we'll keep it up very shortly as well.
Sex tapes. One more thing. Rio Ferdinand and Frank Lampard.
What's the story?
So we're...
Is a sex tape with him?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't there.
You filmed the two of them?
No, I didn't film him either. But somebody did. Do you remember this?
I remember in the papers.
Right.
didn't really this come out. Lance... They paid it off in the end, didn't they?
Oh, no, no.
It came out.
No.
This was it Rio or Anton?
Rio.
It was Rio?
Mm-hmm. Rio and Frank.
It's vaguely familiar when they're very
Can
young,
you give right? us the synopsis?
Well, so somebody filmed them.
Who? Rio and Frank?
With a couple of girls.
Oh, I thought you meant Rio actually, and Frank. It was when, in Spain.
It was when they were like really established.
Yeah.
It was in Ayanapa.
Yeah.
And I think it was after a World Cup or a Euro.
It was.
Yeah. I do remember it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
anyway.
Set them up?
He didn't. Yeah.
Friend.
Yeah, friend. Yeah, friend sold it to the newspaper. Frank. Exactly. So, but anyway, the whole thing about the story was Frank didn't know. Well, he knew it was going to maybe come out, blah, 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 but he didn't know when and whatever. So he, after the game, you know, Saturday, you go for draft babies. He gets up Sunday. It's in the Sunday newspaper, right? So he has read it, goes over to his mom and dad's, opens the door, and his mom hits him with a right hand, like, just, you stupid ass. Like, just, oh, yeah. Just beating him up on the doorstep.
Yeah, that's
pictures not, all over the front, look. All over the front page.
Your mom ever hit you?
Mom, oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, me too. You?
And she was little, 5'5".
My mom gave me a slap.
Yeah,
my mom used to
get a hold. Once, of my, she's got a hold of my hair.
Give me a slap once.
Oh no, we got beat.
No, she gave me a slap. My mom used to always say, "Go in your room and wait till your dad goes home."
Yeah, gets
home.
Yeah,
that was my one.
That was
scary.
I got
that
one. Yeah,
fear for an hour.
Yes. In my room like that. Yeah. What can I say to him? Where can I hide?
Yeah.
Can I get
yes. Yeah. It'll hopefully get over quickly, right?
But what was the threat that Charmin's dad would have? Because he couldn't say, "Oh, I'll drop you from the rugby team."
Yeah. You knew you weren't getting in anyway.
Yeah. Transition to TFC.
But the sex tape thing, I mean, say someone came to you and said, "Listen, I've got a tape of you. Unless you give me the money, I'm going public with it." All depends on how good the tape it is, right?
Right. If I was like, was it lit?
What do you mean how good
it is? Yeah, if it's lit well, if I'm looking good, if I'm
like a world champion.
If I'm in top form, I'm like, you go right ahead and publicize
it. Yeah, yeah. I'm a world champion, yeah, fucker.
Look at me. I'm
go ahead.
You know, if it's one of those times where you're not like a world champion. You're like, okay, how much do you want?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but if you've got a wife and kids at the same time. Yeah.
Then you're like, kids, I fuck like a world champion.
That's what you're
saying. And your missus says, well, you don't do that with me.
Yeah. Well, let's go. Let's go practice.
Well, Stephen Bywater.
Choo-choo.
Hey.
What?
Oh, I got so many stories. The young Stephen Bywater, boy wonder we called him, right? So he's a young kid. And you got Les Seeley's the character, right? And you got Ludo. And
he's a goalkeeper.
Shaq, what team? Goalkeeper, West what Ham.
Okay.
Got him young. They picked him up. Paid a lot for him, I think $1 million or something like that from
played for smaller on the 20.
I remember Bywater, yeah.
Wait, you remember Bywater?
Yeah. Because I know the name. He's mentioned him before.
You used to live by the water.
I remember you talking about Bywater.
Well, and a whole bunch of the kids then they did, right? You had Rio Good, right? Frank. Joe Cole. Bywater. So anyway, they're all playing and they're like, oh, how about Bywater, he's coming for a corner, right? He's standing there at a corner. And he's coming, he's like, lads, before I'm coming out like a fucking train. When this is coming, get out of my way. Right? So he stands there, the ball is coming in, he gives it the old choo choo. Coming for it like Superman through the air. And then Joey Cole, because he's missing it by like, he's not even close to it. Choo choo. Get out like a train.
So he had a sex tape?
Yeah, well, no, he didn't have a sex tape, but there was a story about him, and the woman in the actual story telling about the sex that they had built him up like he was a freaking rock star. Said he had an 8-inch, you know, and all that, and he went for 4 hours.
What? Spotted dick.
Yeah, spotted dick.
I do not know.
So anyway, Stevie phones me up from Spain, because they're down in Spain, and he hears the stories come out. It's not like the internet, right? So he goes like, you gotta go get it and read it. Like, what this thing is about. So I go down, I phone him back. I'm like, he goes, you know, it's all bullshit, right? And I went, oh, yeah, I know it's all bullshit. She says you had an 8-inch cock. I said, right there. And then we went for 4 hours. I was like, what?
Can't even train for 4 hours.
He's like, get my presser and send it out everywhere.
So anyway, they sued, because Jonathan Barnett was his agent, too. They sued the paper and got, I don't know what they got, $40,000.
Yeah. Maybe we need a pretty prime sex tape to, you know, kind of really get us, I guess, over the edge. Appeal to those sponsors.
You're less likely to come out like in public or sue if it's a positive story, right?
Well, it made Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Paris Hilton.
Jason Giselle and Big Duncan Ferguson. Remember him?
Wait, Big Duncan one?
They were in one?
No. They were in the newspaper and talk about being the girl that was, she slept with both of them.
Yeah.
This is what they have in the newspaper, right? She slept with both of them. Open spread. They had categories like foreplay, you know, the whole deal all the way down.
Right. Marked out of 10.
Marked out of 10.
Player reports. Player,
like a rundown. Like
yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Player rating.
Jason Giselle got a total of, I think, 6 out of 100, I think.
6 out of 100.
Duncan Ferguson got 97.
She was scared of him.
Would you be gutted if you're Jason? Yeah. Oh, we gave him a bad time.
Oh, yeah.
But you know why? He got her pregnant too, right? There's all sorts of that going on. I think he did anyway.
Allegedly. Can we use the word allegedly across the board? So we're allegedly having a show right now.
But you probably get sued for things that happened like 20 years ago.
They're all in somebody's book.
And then I remember another time when Johnny Work was in the newspaper as a all-time 11, Ugly 11.
Oh, Ugly 11.
The Ugly 11.
That's a bad fucking line.
That's not great, is it?
That's a horrible moniker.
And he kept walking around the bus going, come on, lads. Like, I'm not. Like he kept naming off, like,
now,
you know.
Are they by position?
Yeah, at least a half a dozen guys that are uglier.
Yeah. but was it by position, though? Like, you were the ugliest fullback as opposed to 11. Formation here, just 11 players. Or are they going 4-3-3?
No, they did.
You think they'll be 5 in the back because defenders are generally uglier than
4-4-2. I know who the keeper was.
Yes, I bet you're
Steve O'Grigger.
Yeah.
I know who the striker was. Ian Dowie.
Yeah.
Ian Dowie.
He's
not on TV anymore.
No. Have you seen his face?
That's the guy from Goonies.
Yeah.
What was
his name?
Yeah, you got to see Ian Dowie.
The fans chanted that at him all the time. Even the West Ham fans.
There you go. So mean.
You've not even seen him yet.
Should we ask our studio guest if he knows what we're talking about?
No, I don't.
You know the Goonies?
No, I know the Goonies.
You remember that guy on the other? Like, you go.
Just type in Ian Dowie and Slough comparison.
Yeah.
And there'll be pictures up of
it. Is that a good one? Yeah.
People have no idea how cruel it is to play there. Like, if they can find any reason,
it's bullying, basically.
Right? So this guy was on TV when they started sharing the Premier League, like every single match. It used to just be we'd only get the 10 o'clock games. Once we got all of them, they needed more analysts. Who the fuck is this guy?
Nick Dazovic in Scotland. Have you know this one?
No.
So he's like warming up. And a bunch of these fans are chanting at him, like, get off my train! Get off my train! So he's like, hey, lads, what are they talking about? You remember Ghost? The movie Ghost?
Yeah, with Whoopi and...
And that guy...
Is he still a comic?
No, he wasn't. The guy who was... He was the teacher in... Fast Times at Ridgemont High, who brought them to the coroner's thing. So he was married to the secretary in Moonlighting.
Harry Hamlin.
No, who was in Moonlighting?
Harry Hamlin.
Bruce Willis.
Mahershala Ali. I saw that. Bruce Willis. That won the best picture.
What? No, Moonlight. That's Moonlight.
So get off my train.
Moonlighting.
That's a classic.
Dazza's not an ugly guy.
No.
I don't think, is he?
He's no. Not. No.
This is a stretch. That's what I'm saying.
Dazzo's got beautiful hair.
Yeah, but if you're on the all ugly 11, like, that's a title that they could put on the Chiron on TV. Like, you're doing an interview, and it's not like, played 12 years at Sunderland.
Really?
Hey, Ipswich is all-timer. It's all ugly 11.
Yeah. The number 9.
And you're like, fuck, and everyone would go, he is all ugly 11.
And they remember you.
Yeah.
If you're ugly, you know you're ugly, right? But if you haven't got a talent, you can kind of lurk in the shadows in life, you know, and not expose that horrible face too much, right? You can get by.
Right? Not scare people.
If you're like, you know, given this all-world talent where you have no choice but to become famous, It's gotta be tough.
Have you seen Louis Capaldi?
Louis Capaldi,
the singer,
the most famous person in this tent. Who Scottish is that?
No, no, no. You
Scottish singer.
Look, I'm not a music guy. This Scottish? Is why I'm gonna lose.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Ed Sheeran level famous for songs, but I'll show you what he looks like. He looks like Ian Dowie's son.
Really?
The guy I just saw was Ian Dowie.
Yeah.
The guy from the guys.
This okay. I swear to God, this guy is as popular in the music world, like almost, right? Almost.
He's like an ugly Harry Potter poor guy.
Yeah, but he can't be like, but he's almost guy. As popular as Ed Sheeran. Like he's super popular, and this is what he looks like.
He looks like a grandmother.
You know what? You know who his celebrity doppelganger is? He said this. He's like, yeah, is it a tough time to look like Susan Boyle?
I was going
to
say Susan Boyle. That's exactly who he looks like.
Wow. He takes the piss out of himself and makes it so like.
I wouldn't say he's ugly, though. He's just homely.
He's definitely got alcohol problems because he's ugly.
Oh, no, that's not a good picture.
He's also Scottish.
He's also Scottish, yeah.
Have you seen the lead singer of the Pogues?
Shane McGowan.
Oh, yeah.
Shane McGowan.
But you know what? I don't know how ugly he was. It was just he had teeth like... It was, you know, in
different directions.
It was like, you know.
Well, they were pretty straight. Just
no, it was,
pick it.
It was very problematic.
There's an apple tree.
You know what it was? Think about a roundabout, how it has things going off
Louis
like that.
Well,
that was his teeth.
He could eat an apple for a tennis record.
Easily.
Yeah. Who was it? What Italian?
I don't know.
It was
what was his name?
Manager.
Just pull up Pogues. The Pogues.
Who?
P.O.
Years ago, the Glasgow era, was it Perez said that the certain play, we wouldn't sign him because he wasn't good looking enough. Who was that? Because they're saying, you know, they signed Beckham and they're saying they shouldn't have signed Beckham, should have got this other guy. I forget who it was now.
And Thomas Gravesen?
You know what? It was when Gravesen left.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. He goes, yeah, he didn't really fit our whole Galactico
image.
Right. Look, great player. Right? But,
well,
how crazy is that?
In football, it was always the offensive linemen and defensive linemen. So you go out on Saturday
nights.
That
were ugly?
It's not about ugly. It was just but off-putting. Like they were so gigantic because they were you and Craig's height, but add another 100 pounds, right?
Or 150 pounds.
And one of our buddies, Val, really cool guy, but he'd sweat a lot and he'd love to dance. And you're like, dude, you're hanging on me. You're scaring the girls that you're leaning on. I go, you know, so it was this whole... Hey, do we invite Val out? We love Val. But if he's hanging on us and...
But don't you look good beside him?
Oh, I look like a small Val.
Right?
He's Métis. We went to Jamaica together. And they're like, this guy from Alabama, little 5'7" dude. He goes, where are you guys from? We go, oh, well, from Canada. And he's Métis and I'm dark. Well, I don't know what I am, but I'm half Asian something. And so he goes, boy, you make them big in Canada. And we were like, no, it's just us two. There's a short Canadian over there. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Speaking of best 11s, Charmin and I have had some great moments on air together over our 15 years working together.
No, we?
It's 15 years?
No, have we had good moments on air together?
Well, I like to think so because I think of you as a much better friend than you think of me.
We have some great.
I know.
Moments.
What was your sign off on your show?
Cheers for listening. Yeah. Well, cheers for watching.
Sorry. Your last show.
We didn't know it was the last show. Sorry.
You didn't?
We didn't.
What about at the score?
Oh,
you went from the score to sports then.
I was double dipping. I was doing Sportsnet and score at the same time, and then the footy show kind of just went away.
Good question,
though. Without me actually being aware of it going away.
I knew.
At that point,
do you remember when my last appearance on the score was with you? Because it was important to me that I had just a moment with them. It didn't have to be an acknowledgement because I wasn't allowed to acknowledge it. Them being James Sharman and Christian Jack.
Okay.
So it come together very quickly and was in the space of about 2 weeks and it was, you're gone? Okay, well, you can just, you know, take your stuff from your desk and get out. Don't go on air. Can I just go on air for a second? The only thing at the moment was Christine Sinclair and the women's team were doing something. And so it was a random segment that James and KJ were doing. And in normal times, it would just be the two of them. I was always like the Twitter guy or was part of the footy show. So it made no sense for me to be on the panel. But they allowed me to be on the panel to talk about Christine Sinclair and whatever she was doing because that was going to be my last appearance of the score. But none of us could acknowledge it.
So that to me was a big deal.
That's, yeah, because you left before the mm-hmm. show ended, that's why. It kind of was cancelled for sure in between when I thought it was going to be cancelled. Right, so there was no fun. And even so, in TV, they rarely tell you it's your last show.
Right, right, right.
Because it's very
what are you
dangerous.
Guys whispering about? You know we're doing a podcast.
I'm asking him a question.
Sex tapes.
Is it worth putting on the microphone?
No.
No, we're talking about
that's why we are whispering.
What are you saying? Yeah, we interrupted.
So we used to do this show regularly where we would talk about the best 11 of this, best 11 of that. And one day we had the best 11 over 30 because I think it was Fabrizio Micheli or someone was lighting it up and it was like, oh, you know, 30-year-old players. There's a lot of great 30-year-old players. Like, who's the best? Like, we call it like the over age 11. But it was the cutoff was 30, right? But 30 is old in football. Longer?
Yeah, so then, especially
you'd Charmin
have a good
goes
team right now, wouldn't you?
Charmin goes last, and it was like the old age 11, and Charmin just named every player that looked old. So like Rooney was 25, Rooney was in there, and that guy from the John Joe Shelby was in there, but with that guy from Liverpool that went to Bolton.
Oh,
we talked to him all the time.
Oh, you did like you 20. Did the wrong 11. You just said the look
old looking 11.
Who was that?
Yeah,
wasn't Danny Murphy.
He was like 20. He was honestly, he was like 21, and
but,
he looked 48.
But I have to tell you, old young guys confuses me when you look at them, and they're like, "Yeah, 20." You know, when you meet someone when you're 21, you're like, "That guy looks like he's 46." What the hell? Like,
who's that guy that played for the Lakers? They just traded him. White guy just traded him to.
Oh, Caruso.
Caruso.
Yeah, he looks right? like he's.
He looks like he's
42.
Only. Yeah, he's just coming to his last year. Yeah. Right.
Old young guys. Yeah. Sorry, old young guys. I was confused. It's like skinny fat guys. I was like, that's
the skinny fat guy.
How are you fat when you're skinny?
You know, I realized this week. You know, the whole thing about age in football, right? And it used to be, you know, early 30s, you're kind of done.
Jay Spearing.
He was like 23. He was at least 43 physically. At least. Jay Spearing.
Do you know him? Do you remember him?
I remember him.
But anyway, so you know,
he could be the ugly 11
right?
too.
Especially strikers, right? You're done early 30s. Now we're seeing Messi and Ronaldo and these guys play a lot later, right? And I'm watching PSG today against Man City, and I'm realizing why, you know, Messi and also Ronaldo, obviously United, are still playing so well. So well, it's because they don't fucking run anymore. And they've run less kilometers in their careers than anyone else because they're so lazy. And it pissed me off. Did you see the PSG game today?
I was watching Milan beat Atletico.
Okay, right, we'll get to that.
That's a big win.
I did watch that game.
Right, and watching that front three, Mbappe, Neymar, and Messi, right? Wonderful, right? And they do some incredible things, but they are lazy. Mm-hmm. And some of the counterattacks by Man City look really fluid and very, you know, successful because they're playing against freaking seven men, because that's pretty freaking walking back.
Charity tournament 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frustrating as hell.
With Ronaldo, though, I have a tough time attacking Ronaldo for that.
About anything?
No.
About him and his girlfriend?
No,
or
honestly, though, if you watch 90 Minutes with the intention of when he's in the screen, watch him. Right? Obviously I do because I'm infatuated with it.
Right.
But watch him and you would not be able to say, oh, he's lazy, he's not running. He's strategic.
No, you would.
No, I swear to God. He has moments like Fonzie where you're like, he's not getting to that ball, and he darts 30 yards across the pitch to press. But at the same time, he has moments where you think within 10 feet,
he's
10
clever.
Meters, he doesn't do it.
He's clever.
It's weighted.
He is lazy.
It's not late.
Why can't Ronaldo fans ever admit he does anything wrong?
It's strategic because he's
playing.
Why
can't you admit he can't do anything wrong? He's perfect specimen.
Because he's beautiful, everything. James. That's
why is that? He's the one player in the world where Ronaldo fans are the most one-eyed, blinkered fans of any sport.
Oh, so when it comes to a player, Ronaldo fans are Arsenal fans, is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, love that.
Yeah.
Honest question. Do you think Ronaldo's done a sex tape?
I bet you he's paid for a sex tape not to be released. Yeah.
Why?
Because look at the other things he's paid for.
It would just make him more famous. Then he'd get crossover.
Allegedly,
he'd get crossover.
No, allegedly, he's paid for a baby. Allegedly, he's paid for
So an indecent incident in, yeah, someone silent in
Las Vegas. That's the one in Vegas, right?
Or allegedly.
Like, yeah.
So it, allegedly, I wouldn't be surprised if allegedly he paid to allegedly have a sex tape allegedly go away.
If you love yourself that much, you'd probably take yourself. Obviously.
Well, it's not like sex tapes have done anybody any harm.
Well,
only Kim has it done
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan.
Well, yeah, no, but the sex tape itself didn't. Yeah.
No, right, right.
If it got released, you'd be, you know, that'd be a different story. Mm-hmm.
I could see Ronaldo being like that guy in American Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale in American Psycho. Like yeah.
I could see Ronaldo being like that.
Have you read that book? It's horrifying, the book.
American Psycho?
Yeah, the movie's fine. The book is horrifying. But is it? Page Turner. It's amazing. I love it.
You know what else is a page turner? Zero My Life. If you're looking for a Christmas
horrifying
gift.
Horrifying as well.
horrifying.
Yeah, if you're a fan of TFC in the early days, when you really wanted them to win, yes, horrifying.
It is a great present for a TFC fan out there, I think, for Christmas coming up. You definitely sell some of them. Get some prints. You may give them away at the next studio audience.
You know what? We'll give one away. Good point. This wasn't strategic, but it's worked out brilliantly. We'll give one away on the Footy Prime Twitter.
Yeah, on the Twitter. And this was brought to you by D-Ro, My Life.
By ECW Press.
Written by Brendan Dunlop.
With a forward by Lennox Lewis, for no reason.
Okay, there's our sale. Sponsored by. And Charmin's Proper. Get your pies.
Hey, I'm featured in that book too. I wrote a little blurb on the back.
You are on the back, that's right.
That's right. But for me,
yeah.
That's why I'm selling like fucking hotcakes, chumps.
That's what it is, yeah.
You're selling like pies, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, he wishes.
Selling pies at fucking York United.
Yeah, you know, it's not anymore.
Jimmy might be.
Yeah, Jimmy left.
He might be selling pies for you.
Yeah. He's making pies in the kitchen.
Pies, get your pies over here, Jimmy Brennan.
Oh, we should get Jimmy on the show.
We should get Jimmy on the
show. I did ask him tonight. He had the kids.
So we'll get Jimmy on this. Jimmy left this past week. Jimmy TFC. Brennan. Bob Bradley. Now going to run all things football. So Mike, Bob, and Jeff. Bringing the Bradleys representing.
Yeah, well, for those who don't know, Jeff Bradley.
Director of Communications, right?
Brother of Bob. Mm-hmm.
So will it be awkward? Michael's coming to the end, right? It's fair to say. Still has a role, obviously. Still probably the face of that team. He's got a role.
No. Come on. Not the face of the team, eh?
Who's the face?
Yeah.
Can you name one of them?
Hold on. No. New Canadian men's national team super fan. Who is the face? Because you are looking through red and white tinted glasses.
Yeah, you know some players, actually, because we had one in our podcast.
But that's my point. I don't think Michael Bradley has the sway. Maybe that's your point, is that he doesn't have the sway that he used to. But I don't even know if he's the face after the last couple of years. I guess that's
my point. Well, I think he's still the face. And I'm not saying it's a particularly great face, given
that... Well, he's on their last... I saw a digital ad, and he was still on it.
Yeah.
So I get it.
He's the biggest name.
For sure he is.
Yeah.
Right? For sure he is.
So he's on the way out, slowly but surely, right? He's getting to that point in his career. Would it be awkward, do you think? Craig, would it be awkward when Bob says, listen, Mike...
On a coach?
It ain't working out.
Oh.
You know, I can't play you in the big games anymore. I can't play you every week. Even if you want to play center back, you're not good enough. I mean, they must have had this conversation, right?
So don't worry, we'll move you into a coaching role.
Heir apparent?
I think, though, that Mike is self-aware enough and has had a professional working relationship with Dad enough that Michael will call that shot himself.
What?
Maybe,
really?
Maybe early.
Well, with the national team. He was a coach. His dad was a national team coach when he was picking his son all the time.
But that's
a difficult situation. Can you imagine if he was just on the cusp?
Yeah, exactly.
Your Sharps and his dad in rugby.
No, I think...
you're literally going, go play for El Salvador.
Right. You are playing, yes.
I think what was unfair to a young Michael Bradley was that because he also... even in his early 20s, was bald and looked like his dad. What was unfair to him was that people always question, is it nepotism or is he this good?
Yeah.
Is he a 23-year-old captain caliber U.S. men's international or is it because dad is the coach? And that he had a couple failed stints in Europe before catching on at Roma and then coming to TFC in his prime. But I think, you know, he'd earned that. I just feel like he's mature to a point where he Bob won't have to make that call. Michael will make it.
You could be right, and I'm sure they have discussed it. You know, this is a big job for his dad as well, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't work out great for him at LA. Not how he'd hoped, certainly.
Yeah, it's funny though, right? But they got to a CONCACAF Champions League final. Mm-hmm. They didn't win the league. They did have the MVP, but apart from this past season and missing the playoffs, see, I feel like the asterisk for COVID applies to 2020, 2021 for every team, and potentially 2022 for some.
So why isn't Chris Armas still coach?
Well, no, that's two different stories. I also think it's weird times, right?
How could anyone succeed?
You know, but you look at a lot of the movement as well. But specific to MLS, I think that asterisk is very important. You had some teams that played in front of a full crowd from match day one. You had three teams that didn't play in their own country for half of the season.
Right.
And just all of it is really scrambled and jumbled. And for LAFC, who had some injuries and a bit to deal with as well, I don't think that he will be remembered in LA much the same way Dean Smith is kind of remembered at Aston Villa as a real legend. How it ended doesn't matter. They achieved a lot in the immediacy. He was a part of the beginning in LAFC and got them to a CONCACAF Champions League final. And I think that he'll be long remembered for all of that.
Maybe you're right. I mean, I'm not saying it's a disaster. Not far from it. But they wanted trophies.
They did.
They spent a lot of money. Right, but he needs to make this work where he's at, trying to completely rebuild, really. I mean, not that many guys you can say are going to definitely be back next season, or should be back next season. The DPs have been a disaster. You've got to buy Josie out. Anyway, I won't get into too much TLC right now.
Josie's gone, though. Is that not it? He's
very squirmy in his chair over there, and fair enough.
No, but I did read Oso saying, I'd love to know, Oh, actually, he didn't say it, but I think Josh Cloak was writing about... does he's always wanted to play in Europe.
Oh, so yeah, but I wonder this.
Or is this too window? Is it too late?
I mean, he's making decent money for MLS, right? And he's what, 28 now?
Well, what's his contract right now?
29 now. Is he?
No.
Or he's out. He's got to take up his option,
I think. Yeah, that's why it came up.
I mean,
so it's also his option.
I don't know if it's his option or it's over. I don't know if this was
his option
or his option.
His
club option. Yeah. And when he was on something like $800,000.
Oh, but it's not CP though, right? So it's
signed a big money deal.
So I mean, listen, to me, it's an automatic. You bring Lozo back with your TFC.
Well, they're probably looking at it now because of cap issues.
But if you're buying a Josie out, the rumors are Sotelo's going back to South America. Right, there's money to be spent.
Sotelo's gone.
Yeah.
Sotelo's gone. I'd be interested to see what Bob wants to do because I think people think, he's always been able to spend on a budget. And I wonder how big that budget will be, but also, who he targets, because I think MLS has changed and TFC needs to change, obviously. It hasn't worked with the kind of the old model. So will they adapt?
Sorry, it's your
old model being is that if they used to buy, recognizable names, big high-priced players, age didn't matter.
Right. It would get fans in. Would it bring teams over the top?
But it did for TFC at the time.
Yeah.
But now the new big spend model is younger South American, kind of unproven yet players with huge potential. You give them those DP salaries, and that takes you to the top or close to it. Atlanta won the title. Seattle has done well with that model, and that's the new way.
But right? Even if you want to get a named player from Europe, for example, so you're hard this year with the World Cup in December, right? A lot of these players are going to want to stick around in Europe. Make their World Cup
because of the World Cup.
Because, like for example, Jovinko, it didn't work out for him in Italy. I know he got back a couple of times, right? But not really. But, that got me thinking, though, you're talking about the face of the team, right? And it used to be really obvious around the world, certain players, AC Milan was Shevchenko's team, right? Steven Gerrard with Liverpool. I'm seeing it less and less now, right? So look at Chelsea, for example, right now. Chelsea are playing amazing football.
Who's the face? Right.
Who's the face of Chelsea?
Tuchel. Okay, Steve. Lukaku.
Thomas Tuchel is the face of Chelsea.
You think so? Jesus.
It's not a honestly, great face. I think it's not a great face, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe. So our manager's becoming the favorite. Klopp?
Well,
you know what?
Well, especially because what he did to Chelsea.
We had this conversation
games in there. That's what everybody's hoping that, you know, they do at United. This next guy comes in and does his miracle job on them.
Exactly, yeah.
We had the side
highly unlikely.
Side conversation on the last show, we were talking about Man City and how for a fantasy team player, they're a nightmare because you don't know who's going to be in the squad, right? There's only a handful of guys. Ederson, Ruben Diaz.
I have Cancelo.
You have Cancelo?
Yeah, my fantasy
team. He's become a guarantee. But like,
because he can play right back and left back.
Right? Good point. And Gundogan.
Don't give away the secrets there, Deej.
Sorry.
But just how that, like, you look at a side like that, you know, a world famous side, contending for titles, one of the world's best, undeniably, but not one or even three distinct faces, as you say, face of the franchise.
No good for fantasy.
So, in that sense, the face of that franchise club is absolutely Pep and has been for five, six years.
Klopp is in Liverpool, so our manager is now transferring
players. You think Klopp is over Salah?
It depends who you like. What lens you're looking at, though.
All world right now, and I think when I'm thinking marketing,
yeah, that's the one.
Like that's how I look at it. I don't look at it as player. I go, who's getting? You know, it's if Ronaldo did a sex tape, he should want it out because he kicked crossover. Like Salah's getting crossover.
I'd argue Virgil was though 2 years before the injury. It was Virgil's team.
I would say this is a good point though. And I totally thought you thought too, Ed, that Wanger was going to say, "I want to see the Mohamed Salah sex tape." Yeah, that's not coming out.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see
Chewbacca. Fuck. Yeah. No Chewbacca or Bigfoot. Sasquatch.
No, because if that came out, he'd be in trouble. Yeah,
exactly.
He'd be a great finisher. Though.
Silky might not be able to head. Might not be able to head the ball.
So, all right. So, Deej, tell us who's the face of Tottenham. It's Conte now, isn't it? Or is it Kane?
Harry Kane.
Still Kane.
There's one.
But that's one of the few clear cut ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the face of Aston Villa?
Not in Korea.
Steven Gerrard.
No, it's Matty Cash, which looks just like Jack Grealish. Other team is AC Milan. It's Ibra again now, is it? Just because it's Ibra.
But Ibra's not the most influential player.
No, he's not. But I mean, yeah, you think of AC Milan.
He's still the face.
Well, it's not Stefano Pioli, if that's the answer you want.
Sorry, who won?
Milan won today.
Okay.
Big win.
I was stuck on PSG and City.
Yeah. I hope you can hear this because the rain is so loud.
I know.
We can clean it out. We'll clean the rain out.
Right. We're about an hour, by the way.
Oh, it was great. And it's been a fun show.
Speaking of COVID, though, you remember you said about performances of COVID. Isn't that like Jimmy Brennan, for instance, at York?
Yeah.
I was surprised they made the semifinal, to be honest.
Yeah, young team as well.
Because, yeah, I think they played more minutes than anybody else, young players.
Under 21
but also,
minutes.
Preseason wasn't equal for everybody because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Getting players together wasn't allowed, and in some places it was allowed.
I think no matter what you think of CPL, you have to get them relevant. Given when what's happened the last 2 years.
And also, the best team.
Forge.
Yeah.
I mean, one or two every year. Like, they won it, like, you know what I mean?
The
like,
model
but they're in the CONCACAF.
Right.
Champions League.
So, them losing to them in the semifinals.
Next year.
I don't know. Yeah. They're playing tonight.
I thought it was tonight.
Playing right now.
What's the score, yeah.
In the CONCACAF League, which is the Europa League of CONCACAF.
Oh. One of those second place leagues.
Yeah.
It's like the participant.
But because they've reached the semifinal stage.
Here's your trophy.
They're losing, as we record right now, they're losing 2-0 to
Motagua.
They are home tonight.
Yeah. We should also, where are they going to play the Canada game? East, west. They're not playing it out west, right?
No.
We know this. No.
It
looks like Hamilton, right?
It does look like Hamilton.
American media.
Why are they going to play in Hamilton?
Because Toronto, there's issues with the field and the pitch, put to sleep.
BMO,
yeah.
It's January 30th.
January 30th.
It's one of the most important games in Canadian soccer history.
I agree, but I think there's more issues just than that. But I think what will end up happening is they'll be playing in Hamilton.
But remember when TFC played that Panamanian team in the Champions League in February? That's the coldest game on record. I don't care what anyone else says. I was there. It was minus 30,000.
So you think it's going to be warmer in Hamilton?
In Toronto, they had to put sand, it was a sandbox. Mavingo, every time he took a sprint, he was kicking sand in my face. I was sitting in row 12.
So why are they playing it in east? Is it because of time difference?
And time stuff
over the west?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to, and the time change and flying another 5 hours out to Vancouver. It just makes no sense. And Herdman is not going to do that. I just don't, that's impossible. I think the only thing that would be good about having it in Vancouver would be potentially, I guess, if they want to come up with this late bid for the World Cup thing, whatever, and put on a showcase. It's going to be, it'd be a fantastic showcase, but. It's all political.
But Vancouver is a controlled environment.
Vancouver are not an option for the World Cup.
No, they pulled out. Now the Premier is now saying, well, maybe we'll be interested, but they pulled out officially.
Oh, because Canada have started doing well in football.
Well, it's all political. It was government and then bureaucratic crap. And
it should be there. There should be games in Vancouver.
So who is it?
Initially, that government each wanted to know all these things that you could not possibly forecast. You could guesstimate, but security, for instance, mm-hmm. right? You could look at, okay, what is it in South Africa? What is it in Brazil? What is it, in Russia and all this kind of thing? And sort of forecast what security costs would be. But also, how much money that's going to generate to the city and da 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 da. It's a no brainer, but.
What's wrong with you, West Coast guys, man?
I know.
Outdoors, Deej.
So Deej right now is Edmonton and Toronto.
They're the only
two candidates.
Montreal are not in it as well.
They're in July.
Yeah, so
what's wrong with you Frenchies, Dan?
I don't know, man.
It's too expensive.
You don't want the World Cup in Montreal.
It's too expensive, too. They won't spend the money on the stadium.
Infrastructure, right?
Yeah. I think it's short-sighted. I mean, they'll regret that. Come 2026 World
Cup. Well, especially there's a few French dudes, like Crépeau and that Girard.
It's the 30th of month tournament, right?
Vancouver and Montreal should get
a World Cup whole bubble over that. Even though you may be hosting three games. Two games, maybe that's it. On, you can make it a festival for a month.
I feel sorry for the Montreal people. They should have a World Cup. They had the Olympics there, didn't they, Dan?
Yeah, but it was.
That's why they're not 68.
That's why they're not having this. Because
that's what
they're
still paying
for that.
Oh,
they finished in 2015.
1976, they built this Olympic stadium. They 2015, got a European Parisian guy to build it, and he built it.
Never worked.
Julien Eiffel.
No, he built it. Unfortunately, like a European field.
It was like a supposed to be a retractable roof,
and it never worked.
It was all they didn't cement. Finish it.
Yeah. I remember being at opening of Expos seasons, and it was leaking, like big leaks coming down, and Yuppie would run around.
That was when Nadia Comaneci
with a mop.
Remember
that's
her?
Right. She got
being
10.
The first 10 in gymnastics. In the Olympics?
He would have been too young.
No, I know, but it's still famous.
Yeah, that's why Montreal couldn't be an option for the Canada Games coming up. It's because the roof is so bad.
Yeah.
It's a certain amount of snow. They can't use that facility.
Right.
Because it's going to break.
Yeah.
anyway, falling from it.
You know what time it is? Time for a little song.
It's footy pigs. It's footy pigs. It's footy pigs on footy pie.
Doing two games, both on Sunday. The early, which is City West Ham.
Ham is coming off a big loss.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Craig Forrest.
We're going to do the odds. You're going to get actually. Nah,
yeah, I didn't look at the odds yet.
City's home, though.
City's home.
West Ham play tomorrow.
City just played today.
Against some guy from Bulgaria?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Ivan Subotic. Right.
Litsky Sofia. No,
City's at home.
Yes.
City at home, West Ham, Craig. Your team. One of your teams.
3-1 City.
Wow, that is someone who is, listen to him, because that's him and all his heart is going the other way.
Broke, right? Exactly. I'm doing it, trying to be, that's exactly what I think is going to happen.
3-1 City.
And I hope I'm wrong.
Danny?
6-1 City.
Jesus.
Actually?
Wow. Wow. Well, that's because.
That's it over.
Fabianski should throw one in now.
Hey, what do you got?
So because West Ham are going to beat Rapid Vienna 2-0 in their Thursday Europa League match, they are going to lose 2-0 to Man City.
That's my reasons for them losing.
2-0, so a two-goal deficit for you two. You want to do this one?
Sure, 1-1.
Yes. Ooh, I'll take that. I would take that.
Again, they've been so amazing recently. Like, the performances have been just off the charts. And every now and again, they kind of let you down a little bit, right? And this will be that weekend. And West Ham's a damn good team, let's face it.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for supporting the team.
Got you.
Hey, guys, I don't know, but what's a bigger game, Burnley-Tottenham or Chelsea-Man U?
Burnley-Tottenham.
Yeah. So,
who's in charge of United is the question.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, we've not spoken about that at all. That was our last show.
Ernesto Valverde.
Which is hilariously ridiculous, right?
They're so fucking clueless.
Okay, at Chelsea, go beat Man U at Chelsea.
I'm really looking forward to that game. It's the headliner on Sunday.
Yeah, it's the 11:30 on Sunday.
Honestly, 1-1.
Ditch?
Chelsea, 2-0.
Ooh.
I'm going with 2-0 as well.
Fair.
Sure.
2-0 sounds nice to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a gooch from the Goonies. Anyways.
That's footy pigs. It's footy pigs. That's footy pigs. On footy pride.
You guys.
Hey, very quickly before we end it, very quickly. Has Ole Gunnar Solskjaer stopped risen or crashed since he got the job?
Crash.
He came from Molde, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was this big, you know, sexy young manager on the
road. Where do you think he goes from?
Norway. He's going to get the Norway job.
He's just signed a new deal, so he's got, like, what, 7 million or more payoff?
Does that translate to international football? Because their next cycle will be 2024.
Translate, so he can do whatever he fucking wants.
He's going to go to Norway. He's the Norway job.
You think so?
Is the national team?
The interview when he got fired,
yeah,
he was so healthy
and happy.
And happy, like his weight a little on his shoulders.
Like the
he
first
awful for the previous 3-4 months.
Like the year. First time he saw me when I was no longer with Sportsnet.
Yeah, exactly. Like who is this young girl,
beaming, glowing,
young man,
healthy skin?
Happens.
It was always going to end that way with Ollie. I do feel sorry for him, but I really feel that the players checked out in the end.
Yeah,
and the result against Watford was just the icing on the cake.
But they should have fired him weeks ago, but at least before the international break. They have no contingency plan?
No, exactly. And that's why I feel sorry for him, because
check out.
There's no...
The fucking players on 300 grand.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They checked out. They checked out, Craig.
I know. Sure. Like, that's just embarrassing.
But also, not Ronaldo. He wouldn't check out.
I think the board of directors and everyone, they kind of hung him out to dry. And that's why I feel sorry for him. Like, he was a legend at the club. And you could see how emotional he was, even saying goodbye to the fans afterwards, like leaving the training ground.
They were actually chanting his name at the Villarreal win.
Yeah, so
fans were still like, Jesus. You're a bit confused,
it's
though.
Tough. It's tough.
They hung him out to dry because, like many massive multinational corporations, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So they just kind of wait until it blows up in their face, and they saw the Watford result. A team that hadn't won since the opening day of the season against Villa as the biggest embarrassment. And so that's what they did then.
That's why they didn't change it. They saw that as a win and maybe a chance to redeem themselves.
I was thinking today, watching the other Champions League games, not yesterday watching United hilariously, today, I thought, well, they're looking for an interim, and look at the names they're talking about. Guys that should be permanent names. Lucien Favre, Rudy Garcia, Ernesto Valverde. But they're talking about them exclusively as interims to wait for
Pochettino.
The main guy, which we all believe, is Mauricio Pochettino. Why the fuck wouldn't they just ride out with Ollie then? If they're treating this season as a write-off, why not do that? But then the way it was presented as an Ollie, you know, chose to walk, it was Ollie said, it's my time to step away. And as you talk about him looking so much better, I'm starting to believe that, where he just said, look, I know you guys think that we can ride this out.
Maybe.
I feel like I've not that he would maybe admit he's lost the room, but that he was well aware that this is not getting any better for me here.
As long
my
as you
stock
pay
is only
me,
going down.
As long as you pay me my full contract, I'm
exactly.
happy.
Yeah. Right. We'll make it a mutual.
£8 million? Pounds?
7.5.
Right?
So, but... $13 million.
That, no disrespect.
Maybe.
I mean, go back to Malt. Like, go back to. Why not? He's going to be.
$10 million.
Right? The Norway national team. He's Erling Haaland.
He's not a bad manager. Yeah. He's not a great manager. He's not a, you know, top club manager. But
we don't know yet.
He's career for himself. Kind of.
We don't even know yet, right?
We don't even.
He won in Malta, but I mean.
No, but I mean, if you go to, like, look at the guys that. I mean, Ferguson, he was all the way from getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
says that. I mean,
I think what he did, he bought some kind of, what do you call it, identity back, but he bought some kind of understanding that your plan for Man United Football Club is
really destroyed it.
Yeah, for a little bit, short period of time, but then you really kind of saw how much this team has been built tragically wrong in all parts, in all different positions. And they bought players that they shouldn't have bought for the wrong positions. Guys, I don't think they should have bought Sancho for 75 million.
No.
There's much bigger needs for that team. I'm not saying Sancho is a bad player. They just needed different types of players for this team. And whether that's under Ole, whether that's under the board of directors, the sporting director that's now staying on for a little bit longer, it's a disaster of a club at the moment. It is a disaster of a club.
Although you saw it, did you see yesterday's game?
No, I didn't watch it.
All right, so
I was watching
it. It was a full Jekyll and Hyde from.
They still went right
to the fucking one.
Yeah, you're right.
70 minutes now.
Yeah.
And then they turned it around.
City's scored.
They did what Ronaldo does. He does a beautiful little.
You know.
Like over the goalie with an open.
Well, like most games, we remember for the last 10, 15 minutes, not what happened prior to that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were deserved winners in that game. 1,000% United were.
You think so?
Yes.
Why?
Okay, they started slow.
For 70 minutes, these guys.
But looking at the second half alone, honestly, the last half an hour is the best reflection of the Man United team I think that this team actually is. And I really love that Michael Carrick did some things differently because...
Benched Rashford, right?
That's balls to bench Bruno Fernandes. I know he's had a bad run of form, but he's A-list now. He's at that level where he should be on the team sheet no matter what his form is, right?
It's not balls when you're the interim guy. You might as well roll the dice or something.
But he was the guy, but he was also Ollie's number two and failed with two regimes. So what's really changed? Because who runs the training sessions? Not Ollie.
No, no.
Carrick
and company. His coaches, yeah, for sure.
So how much better could this be? And in that last half an hour, considerably better.
That's what I want to see a good coach go there. It's like Beach said, it's been built so poorly, this club. Will a great manager be able to turn it around? I'm not sure they can with those players and where they're at. We know what they need. They need depth at the back, and they need freaking a defensive midfielder, and they need a striker that's going to run around the field a bit. Well, they have that called Mason Greenwood, but yeah, don't need him. He's got Ronaldo. Yeah.
I'll tell you who else is like it at the moment. And Spurs. Spurs are another club that have been built and organized as a team of players completely wrong.
Yeah.
And you're going to see Conte go in there. And it doesn't matter what coach is in there, whether it's Pochettino, Mourinho, Conte. The group of players have to start understanding that it's fucking internal. It's not... Whatever coach is coming in is going to wave a magic wand and we're going to start winning again.
Okay, so Chelsea with Tuchel, they turned it around straight away. Was that built? That club built better? Just Lampard?
Yeah, I think Lampard had a little bit of a leash because they were under that transfer embargo. He brought in a number of players like Reece James, Mason Mount, that would never have got time if a head coach was in.
Danny boys.
Yeah. And now you're seeing the likes of those two guys, Chalobah, who scored in the Champions League yesterday.
Hudson-Odoi,
that are experienced in the Champions League, not only in the Premier League, but in the Champions League. So I'm not saying Tuchel has not made a difference there, because he clearly has. The structure of the defensive group, Mendy's made a massive difference in goal. Very good goalkeeper, Greg. And they conceded like 6 goals in their last 30 games.
When did Mendy come in?
Exactly. He came in just when Frank left.
It was around the time,
just
right?
Before Frank left.
Basically, that's what he did. He tightened up defensively because they weren't scoring goals, remember?
Yeah.
Frank brought him in.
Start, it was the start of last season.
Yeah.
He
they had enough of Kepa.
And they paid, he was a record goalkeeper or paid, right? Remember?
I was like, what the fuck? Until Allison.
Somebody got.
Like 75 million, whatever
it was. Yeah, what? Kepa was 75 million, yeah. But Mendy was a portion of that. Yeah. And look at him.
That's great.
So Tuchel has definitely made a difference. Could Tuchel have gone into Manchester United and Spurs and made a difference? I'm not sure. Different type of player group. different mentality. They've won one championship. They've won Champions Leagues. Spurs and Man United haven't done that in recent years.
Statistically speaking, when managers come in and they're a new manager, they generally, after a few games, will settle back into where they were when the last guy was in charge.
I know the whole new manager bounce is a bit of a myth,
yeah,
analytically, right?
Yeah. But what is it? What isn't is that generally, by changing a manager doesn't make you worse.
But
might not make you better, but it might. Mm-hmm. But it won't make you worse.
Yeah, sure. We should probably call it quits, boys.
Okay.
It's been a rollercoaster of a ride.
did we hit anything on the rundown?
Not much. I didn't have Spotted Dick on the rundown.
Right.
Not much. But we got there, luckily.
That was a 14-minute tangent.
Thanks for that.
I just hope, he was him.
I know it was
I just hope you can fucking hear this, because I'm so dreading the Wonger text message in the morning. Sorry, guys. This pod's not going to go to air.
Well, let's look forward to tomorrow morning. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. I know you didn't. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.